Reginald Beckford used to be scared of sharks, but now he's helping to protect the third largest barrier reef in the world from a dangerous coral disease. The Turks and Caicos Islands, where Reginald lives, got hit by a disease called stony coral tissue loss disease, SCTLD, in 2019. It spread quickly and is now in 28 countries in the Caribbean. Reginald and other volunteers from the TC Reef Fund are working hard to stop the disease from spreading by putting a special medicine on the infected corals. This medicine doesn't stop the corals from getting sick again, but it gives them enough time to have babies before they die. Aranthea Baker used to be a teacher, but now she helps fight against SCTLD after moving to the islands from Florida. She volunteers with the Reef Fund as a fish scientist and diving expert. Even though the reef has a lot of problems, like coral bleaching from warm water, Aranthea stays positive about their ability to fight SCTLD. Scientists at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History found a special bacteria that can help treat the disease. This is good news because using antibiotics too much can make bacteria resistant to them. The Turks and Caicos Islands are doing a lot of research to restore the reef. They made two special places in the water to grow new corals and a special building on land to keep healthy coral pieces. This is the first building like this in the British Caribbean islands. The building, paid for by the John Elliman Foundation, keeps the coral pieces safe until they can be put back on the reef. It's important to keep different types of corals safe because they have different genes. The Reef Fund's leader, Elise Zimmerman, makes sure the corals have everything they need to grow. They even made special tanks to hold the most at-risk coral species, like a coral ark. The team also makes fake seawater with the right stuff to help the corals grow. Elise Zimmerman really cares about the corals and can tell if they're happy or hungry. The corals get food from algae that live in them, and the team also feeds them special food made from conch and algae. Even though the reef has a lot of problems, the work of volunteers like Reginald and Aranthea, along with the new discoveries in research, give hope for the future of the coral reef ecosystem.